I want to introduce to you some very, very special friends. We've known these guys for a long time, since our kids were little itty bitty. And I met David and Rita Baroni in Florida when I was serving as a pastor there, as a worship pastor at a church there. And David was one of our guests who came in and began to minister. And I'll never forget the day we were out on a boat fishing in Tampa Bay. And I was with my pastor, my senior pastor, and David. And I was young and young. And I started calling him Dave all the time. Hey, Dave, what's going on, Dave? You want some bait on that hook, Dave? And I was just being all buddy and pally because it was cool to do that with Dave Baroni. So my senior pastor, he set Dave up for this, and he said to him, Eric's getting a little cocky there, so let's have some fun with this. He said, I want you just to reach over there, tap him on the shoulder, and say, my name's David. And nobody calls me Dave. Which he did. And I turned about 16 shades of red. And it wasn't the sun. And I didn't say another word for the rest of the trip. Except, yes, sir, David. No, sir. And I'll never forget that. Thanks a lot. So it's my pleasure to introduce to you Dave Baroni. And his wife Rita, come on up. Dave over here is a really profound songwriter, and I've had the privilege of having him allow me to add a few things to a few songs. We've written some stuff together, but David is actually a Grammy Award-winning songwriter and was a staff songwriter with Integrity Worship for many years. Some of you guys know those songs from the 80s and the 90s, and we used to sing them a lot in church. We do sing a few of them here in church still now even, but we're going to sing more after this weekend because he's teaching us some new ones. But more than a songwriter, David is a worshiper and a worship leader who has literally led tens of thousands of people, maybe even more, maybe hundreds of thousands of people in worship over the years. And David was the chief musician at the International Worship Institute for over a decade. I don't even know how many years you did that with Lamar, probably more than that, 15 years. And he was the chief musician in charge of all of that. And literally, we would have thousands and thousands of people who would gather for a whole week in Texas at the International Worship Institute and just be led in worship by David. It was really, really awesome. I miss those days. And now he travels with his lovely wife, Rita, all over the world. And they minister in many different places, teaching people about the presence of the Lord and the journey that they've taken and how God has worked with them. So open up your hearts and open your ears and listen carefully. I believe after today, you will have an even more profound experience in the presence of the Lord because of what you learn here.
Thanks, E. Actually, that was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life, to keep a straight face and say, call me David. Nobody calls me Dave. You can call me Dave anytime, bro. Good morning. You will meet Rita a little later. I've asked her to help me sing a song. For those of you that don't know, I met Rita at a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant. She was working there, and she led me to the Lord. I knew about Jesus. I had religion, but I didn't have a relationship with God. Rita was really in love with the Lord, and she prayed for me for three reasons. First of all, she knew that I didn't know God. Secondly, she kind of liked me, and as we say in the South, she wasn't going to date no heathen. And thirdly, most dangerous of all, she was the youth choir director, and they needed a new piano player for their youth choir. So she invited me to her wild and crazy Pentecostal church. It was very different from my very formal religious upbringing, but there was something tangible about the love of God in the people. And I finally met the one I thought I already knew, and Jesus Christ has changed my life. He not only changed my life, he's become my life. And I was so grateful that I asked Rita to marry me, and 30 plus years ago, she said yes. And we have three daughters and two grandchildren. And two great sons-in-law. She keeps me straight. And we're just delighted to be with you. We came a few years ago, but it's nice to be back. And let's not make it that long between visits next time. I believe part of this day is designed by the Spirit of God to be a refreshing to you and to me. There's a refreshing that comes in the presence of God. I so enjoyed the worship team and to hear you sing. And this song is on my heart to just begin. So glad that we don't have to wait till we get to heaven to worship the Lord or experience His presence. The Bible says we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And around the throne right now, there's a worship service going on. And we, by the blood of Jesus, can enter into that heavenly worship here on earth. I can hear the angels, the living creatures crying, holy, 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 you are holy. I wonder if you could just give voice to a praise, just right where you're seated, or if you want to stand or bow or fall before the Lamb, lift up your voices and join that cascade of praise.
Sacrifice of Jesus, we have access.
access, access into your holy presence, Lord.
Excited.
trusted in has failed. My own strength, that is. But your fresh word has been spoken, and my proud heart has been broken. So once again, I come behind the veil to receive a new anointing. Oh Lord, oh Lord, let it pour, let it pour, let it pour. A new fresh anointing, hey, to carry the glory up. The oil from yesterday has gone stale, and the strength that I once trusted. Aren't you glad we don't have to depend on our own strength? Your fresh word has been spoken, and my proud heart has been. So once again I come. I'm having fun already.